This is a Star Trek Strange New Worlds podfic of Ill-Advised by Imaginary Things 24 and Pike's Girl. The relationship is Joseph Mbanga, Chris Pike. The summary. Christopher Pike awakes in the night to find a Klingon ready to murder him. Huh. It is what passes for night on the Starship Enterprise. This vessel operates three shifts, Alpha, where the command officers have charge, and then Beta and Gamma, where the second and third officers have responsibility for the ship until Alpha Shift comes around again. This is why we find Captain Christopher Pike asleep in his quarters, hugging a pillow to his chest, in his dreams, imagining it to be his husband, ship's CMO Dr. Joseph Mbanga. It may be a little while yet before our dear captain can snuggle his doctor in his bed and not just in his dreams. But unfortunately for someone, poor Captain Pike is about to have company. Kelrock steals through the corridors of the Starship Enterprise like a thief robbing a palace. It leaves a bad taste in his mouth. He is a Klingon. He does not sneak or skulk. He roars, letting all around know of his presence, giving them a chance to make all right with their gods before being sent to meet them. But a Klingon also knows the honour in following orders, so he does sneak and skulk. The pattern blocker on his wrist will prevent the ship's sensors registering his presence, so no alarm will be raised unless he is seen. And if he is seen before his mission is accomplished, then he will have one more person to add to his tally on this ship. He does, however, make it to Captain Christopher Pike's quarters without being witnessed, and the override chip he slips from inside his armour soon has the door sliding open to admit him. There he lies, fast asleep, the human commander of the flagship of the Federation fleet. Kelrock bears him no enmity personally, though he carries a loathing for all humans. This time, however, it isn't the action of Pike's that has seen Kelrock sent to kill him. It is vengeance, pure and simple. Let his beloved husband, Joseph Mbanga, know what it feels like to come home and find a loved one carved up and left bleeding like a Vedric. Yes. A fitting punishment for the death and destruction the ghost has wreaked upon the Klingon Empire. He draws his duck-tuck and advances on the sleeping human, like slaughtering a babe. Something is wrong in their quarters. Chris has been in Starfleet too many years to not recognise the sense of something being off, and he opens his eyes to see the most astonishing sight. A huge Klingon warrior advancing on him, duck-tuck raised to plunge it into his body. He moves, rolling off the bed and to the floor. Behind him, the Klingon gives a battle cry and stabs and slashes the pillow Chris had snuggled into before glaring at him and then vaulting the bed in a single leap. Chris drops his weight into a solid stance, but stays ready to move. If somebody had told him this morning that he would end up fighting a Klingon in their quarters in his skivvies, he would have seriously doubted their sanity. But here the Klingon is, and Chris dodges a series of brutal swipes and slices that would have carved him open. Coming in behind one of those, he slams his elbow down into the Klingon's arm. The crack of bone is brutally loud. The Klingon doesn't cry out in pain, but the dagger drops from his now limp hand. This, though, is a seasoned combatant. He snatches the blade from the air with his other hand, and Chris just manages to avoid being skewered on the tip. Spinning away, he roundhouse kicks the Klingon back, following up with a knee to his chest. He definitely feels ribs give, and then he drives his foot into the Klingon stomach and rolls back into Tamanage, launching the huge warrior over his head and sending him to land hard on his back. From there, Krish rolls to seize the Klingon and pull him up to his knees. It's a matter of seconds to roll back with him, Krish's arms locked around his neck and body. Applying pressure to the warrior's throat, Krish is only to hold on long enough for his attacker to fall unconscious. Joseph Mbega yawns as he comes out of the turbo lift, just along from the quarters he shares with the captain. A long shift for them both, though an unexpected complication in Ensign Dove's pregnancy has dragged his shift out longer. But mother and baby are doing fine, and so that allows Joseph to finally turn in for the night. He doesn't know if Krish will still be awake. Joseph hopes not. He wants to get into his PJs and snuggle up to his husband. After the day they have both had, it's what they deserve. When he steps into their quarters, however, he is surprised to find that snuggling is not on the menu. Christopher? From under a semi-conscious Klingon, Chris gives him a warm smile. Hey, sweetheart, how was your day? Joseph swallows down a groan. I could ask, but I have a feeling I won't like the answer. I think he's passed out, by the way. Great. Krish shoves the Klingon off and gets to his feet. Not who I was expecting to wake me at this hour. Joseph crosses to the comm panel on the wall. Mega to security. Nah, Krish says. He jerks his chin at the Klingon. We can take him to the brig. No need to rouse half the ship. Joseph sighs. Must, as I always adore the sight of you, Christopher. I prefer not to have everyone ogling you. At least put some clothes on first. Ensign Carruthers likes being on Enterprise. It's the smartest ship in the fleet, kitted out with the latest tech, and he's sure he can find adventure and excitement on this starship. So far, they've battled Gorn and shape-changing plants and talking snakes. He isn't sure what to expect next, and he loves that. So they're both going to be fine? That's the captain's voice. Carruthers turns around to see Pike emerge from a corridor, wearing a black tee, sweatpants, but no socks or shoes. Joseph Mbega follows a second later. Hanging limply between them, the captain's hands under his arms and the doctor holding his legs, they have what might be the largest Klingon that Carruthers has ever seen. Yes, it's a common complication in later pregnancies. How did the judo practice go? Not the session in your quarters. He glares down at the unconscious Klingon they're hauling through the ship. Not bad. Might not come first in the fleet tournament, but I won't be last. Hey, you know how we have the crew medical checkups next month? Do you want me to ask for another doctor to come join you? It's a lot to get through single-handed. Oh, hey, Carruthers. Captain, Carruthers says. Doctor, do you need any help? He can't take his eyes off the Klingon. No thanks, the captain says cheerfully. Just another attempt on my life. Must be Tuesday. An ill-advised attempt, Mbega adds. I swear they do not learn. Carruthers watches them bear the Klingon into the turbo lift, and then they are gone. Oh yes, he has definitely ended up on the right starship to get as much excitement as he can handle. The end.